The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Creep up behind me. One of these days you find yourself giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
I rather hope not, Mrs. Cartledge.
And in a toilet. I'd hardly call it a dignified end to a career.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't think.
You nearly made me jump down this U-bend. I'd have been sewaged, washed up on the beach at Rill.
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Rill? Why, you have an holiday?
No. Flotsam and jetsam.
Come again?
It's come to my attention.
Spit it out, man. I haven't got all day. I got a rinse book for three.
I've had one or two complaints once again.
Complaints? About what?
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs?
Doesn't look good, Mrs. Cartledge, if a patient is confronted by cobwebs. Cobwebs are a sign not of efficiency, but of indolence.
Are you saying I'm lazy?
Absent-minded, perhaps.
Absent? Lost me marbles, have I? I'll have you know that my marbles are perfectly intact.
And also about the state of the toilet.
Now, this toilet is impeccable.
Not from where I stand, Mrs. Cartledge. There's something floating.
But that's not my doing. They're told not to smoke. I can't stand here all day making sure they don't chuck fag ends in. They're a devil to get down. You can flush and flush all you like, but they keep bobbing up again.
All I'm suggesting is that you've perhaps had your day. It's time for you to hang up your mop.
Bah! You dunna waste time changing things round. First Irene was booted out in favour of that idiot's Nurse Collins, and now I'm for the chop. Who's coming in for me? One of these so-called bimbos wear a skirt like a cummerbund.
Mrs. Cartledge, I didn't want it to end like this.
That's what you mean by flotsam and jetsam, is it? I'm on the slag heap. Useless. Right. Stick your precious job. I shall bounce back, mister. Oh, aye. Just like these flipping fag ends.
Hey, you're doing well, Dad. Do you exercise every day?
Oh, twice a day now, the weather's marked. Uh-huh. Once before the garden's aired, and again after a bit of dinner, up and down the lawn.
Hey, I bet you wish there was a wicket at either end.
Oh, I tried that once. Bryn walloped one straight through his green eyes. Wasn't exactly chuffed about that, I can tell you. Ah, silly old goat. Oh, he's outrageous, Bryn. Want a touch of fly.
You think?
Mind is let this garden go. Promised faithfully he'd keep it in order. Bit of a disappointment this year. Busting with colour about now, usually. I can't do it, and your man's slogging at Pop Bank. I gave him his due, he nearly popped his clogs the other week.
I want to trust him as far as I could throw him.
Shh, he's at his back gate. Hey, how about you, Jigger? I was just saying to our Mark, when are you going to put the rake through me soil?
Oh, right, Arboyle.
Are you still convalescing, eh? Convalescing. He'll be off to Jammies now for his whiskey. He's hit the bottle. That heart attack put the wind up him. Taking not a jot of notice of doctors. Still stuffing his fizzog. In one ear and out the other, Reenie says.
Dad, about Bryn.
The filthy crow.
Hey up. What's up with Gargoyle?
Oh, what, Gran?
Don't howl at me, young man. The great Pillock's gonna lead me off. That lunatic GP. I know what that stands for now. Great Pillock. He said I was over the hill, past it.
What a nerve. Hey, you're not past it, mother-in-law.
That's what I said. I'll outlive you, I said. Blaming me for floaters. My toilets are as clean as when they left Alsager.
Alsager?
Twyfords.
Oh. Irene's still at work.
She'll be just knocking off beer in a moo.
I'll get kettle on then. I deserve a brew. Bye, I should have clocked him one.
Must be awful being old, unemployed, rejected.
Dad, I'll dig the garden for you. Tidy up a bit. Sow a few seeds. I'll get it bursting with colour.
Here. It's our Rini Coclough, isn't it?
Rini Coclough.
Lane Steele. Harry Potter's last week with Connie Cartledge, you know, that nosy cow.
Me mam, you mean?
Only you, Scarpet.
Oh, I'm surprised you remembered.
Oh, well, I was a bit subtle.
The way you're dancing, you're not stone cold sober now.
A bit of rattly. I don't usually go pubbing it. I prefer a stout in the house. I don't get lonely, though. Sometimes our Dawn stops in with me.
Yes, I've heard about your Dawn.
Why, what's she done?
From what I hear, is always bagging off.
Yes, that blinking soft wench parading all that market's to blame. Don't worry, I've torn a strip off her. Who are you waiting for?
Me? Nobody. I'm not waiting for anybody.
Hey, are you on the game?
I beg your pardon?
You'd be better off at Tumley Bus Station, Duffy. You'll fetch a bob or two there.
And you'd be better off at home. Drunk and disorderly is a punishable offence, not to mention slander.
Yeah, I'm after a job.
A job? Where?
Brindley Potts.
I don't think Brindley Potts will have anything for you. And in that state, I don't think you'll get as far as reception. If you want my advice, Doc, you'd be better off going home, having a good soak to sober up and starting again.
When I'm sober, I'm dog miserable. When I'm bevied, I haven't got a care in the world. I don't give a monkey's. I'm born again, free as a bird. Hey, there's no job here. I'll go elsewhere. Or else I'll stick to my bingo.
Yeah, why don't you?
Hey, I enjoyed that pub. Made a change. We'll have to do it again sometime. Tra-la-vay.
Oh, I thought I was never going to get rid.
Yeah, I hung back.
We'll get shot, Bryn. It's far too risky here.
I thought we might go for a walk.
Where is she? I thought she'd have been here by now.
Probably doing a bit of shopping.
Look at him with his nose stuck in that magazine. Mark, that's rude. Antisocial.
Yeah, he's gone all green-fingered. Got the idea in his head to sort that garden out.
I thought that were Bryn's job.
Not now it isn't.
That's all right, then. Not frightened of a bit of dirt under his fingernails, after all. I thought when he packed that job in, he was planning a life of luxury. At least now he's got an occupation.
Oh, I'm not paying the lad. He's not on payroll.
Oh, yes, he is. If he's going to graft, he deserves some remuneration.
Ah, but it's illegal, he's signing on.
Not for long, he isn't.
Ah, that'll be my lady now.
Hello? Oh, hiya, Bernard.
Dinner, you know, it's that Bernard chap.
Where the heck she got to, then?
I don't know who he thinks he is, either. La-di-da, can I do with him? Just like that Dr. Kildare.
Never mind, he is a bigwig with that building society. You ought to butter him up, he might get you a job.
I'm hanging up me duster. I'm not skiving anymore. Them days are over and done with.
Well, there is a job going at Jolly Potter's.
Is there?
So Wilf says.
Want to be a spy to trade?
Well, good job. Yeah, with prospects, you might end up in the kitchen doing chips.
I'll see old Kate does a bit there.
Well, you'll be amongst friends then.
Oh, okay. I can't see me working in a pub.
Yeah.
I'll phone up when Mark's finished. Just for curiosity, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right, Bernard, yeah. See you later then. Thanks a million.
Finished? Good. Come on. At me room.
Blimey, Gran, there's no need to push.
She's barmy, that woman. Bernard?
Yeah, good news.
Oh, aye?
He's been on to the branch manager, hacked into the computers, pulled a few strings.
Is this a riddle?
I've got me house back.
Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thing is, what I haven't got is a job.
Hello? Is that Wilf Rushton?
Sorry, you've been pipped for that cleaning job.
Me and Ray used to walk this canal. I'd push him along. We'd talk and that.
Oh, you were very good to him, a real brick.
Look at me now, though. Evidently, he's been misplacing his trust.
Oh, shush.
I enjoy a walk, though. Something I should do every day, you said. Good exercise. Keep the heart rate up. Yeah, we could swim if you fancy it.
Oh, forgot me cosy. Anyway, I'd be out in goose pimples.
Swimming in the lunch break, eh? Very commendable. Very Japanese.
Oh, it's a nip in the air I'm bothered about. Dithering's not romantic.
I saw him this morning, Ray. Asked me about the garden. When was I coming round? I just passed it off. That's all I could do. All I could think of was coming to meet you.
Did you feel guilty?
No. No, I didn't feel guilty. And I tell you something else, love. I'm not ashamed of that.
No. Me neither. I said we'd wait, didn't I? Well, I've waited and... to be honest, I'm...
You're what? Unhappy? Unfulfilled?
Yes, that. Unfulfilled.
Sit here, my love. I'm a bit puffed. Really, tell me it's none of my business, if you like, but... are you and Ray still planning on a move?
Oh, he is. I'm not so sure. The compensation looks like it's on its way.
Compensation?
Oh, didn't I say? Yeah, they rang up. Said the machine's well oiled and you don't even need to go up to court.
We don't have to go to court, are you sure? Oh, really, that's such a relief. I've lost many a night's sleep over that. Worrying myself to death I was. Oh, that's a weight off my mind, I can tell you.
Oh, I should have said. Anyway, he thinks we can just up and go on the strength of that, but...
but you're not so keen?
No.
Well, I'm not without, you know. Since Kath died, I've had no one. No overheads to speak of, nothing to spend my money on.
Oh, Bryn, it's not the money.
I know that, my love.
It's not money I want.
I know what you want. We can give each other what we want. If you come with me. You can look after me, and I can give you what you crave for. Love. Fulfillment. Really?
What are you doing here?
Elaine! I could ask you the same question. He's not open yet, you know. It's between hours.
What are you doing at your house, Blue? You look like a giant snooker
kid. Do you mind? I've just had it done. And I think you've had one or two too many.
Surely, gob. Hey, have you come for that job?
Job? What job? No, I anna. Have you?
Me? No, I anna.
Wanna stand a chance any road, you legless. Sucking that pole will do no good neither. Wilf'll smell you a mile off. Where's that daughter of yours?
Why, what's she done?
Now does I know. Has she gone to school?
She better have done, or else I'll stick my foot up her.
And dunna stop that fag out on floor. Make him work for me. I mean, work for folk. I bet it were you that left them floaters in the clinic. I bet it's down to you. I got me marching orders.
You have come for this job.
I told you, I am there.
Right, who's first?
Yeah. I
am. All right, you reckon me bub.
I think you'll find it's me first. By the looks of her, she couldn't have cleaned an ashtray, let alone a pub.
All right, Connie, since I know you're reliable, you want to run off with Teckins. I have it on good authority from Ray. There's got the job.
Hey,
and you can start this minute and all. We're cleaning this lot up.
In truth, Rini, I've let that old house of mine go to rack and ruin this last week or two.
Oh, I don't get as much time to pop when I'm on early's, Duck.
Oh, I'm not blaming you, no. No, it's me. I wallow in loneliness, see. I worry, you know, about what will become of me. I worry about Blodwyn on the other side of the world. And that's when I drink, you see. Funny thing, drink. It puts a false complexion on life if you want it to.
Oh, you're the second person to say that to me today. You shouldn't rely on it, Bryn.
Oh, but I do. There's nothing else, see. When I'm lonely, I let myself go.
And that's why the diet went down the pan.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my love. I'm hopeless without you. You were saying earlier about waiting. Well, I've waited too, my love, with the patience of a saint. Now I think I'm owed an answer. Well, fair dues, you know.
I know. Bryn, I'll come with you, Doc.
Oh, Rini, you'll come with me. You won't regret it, my love. I'll make sure of that.
I can't believe it. My prayers have been answered.
But you'll have to wait a bit longer. I must tell Ray first.
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.